Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the second hour of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. Well, it's lovely to have you join me for the second hour of the program. We have some more of this fantastic music for you today, including this hour, a live concert of Peggy Lee recorded in 1959. We're going to begin, however, with two orchestras in one. And no, I don't mean two tracks back to back, but two orchestras performing together. The Duke Ellington Orchestra and the Count Basie Orchestra with Battle Royal. Thank you. battle royal featuring two giants of jazz in one fantastic recording session, the Duke Ellington Orchestra and the Count Basie Orchestra, with a recording that was made for Columbia Records in 1962 called First Time the Count Meets the Duke. We now move to a new collection of recordings from George Shearing that was released on the Verve label in Japan. It's called George Shearing, the MGM Sessions. We're listening to two tracks back to back, Pick Yourself Up, and Jumpin' with Symphony Sid.
Thank you.
George Shearing with Jumpin' with Symphony Sid. And before that, Pick Yourself Up from a new CD called George Shearing, The MGM Sessions. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. Our email address is simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Later on, I'll give out our website where you can listen to all past editions of the program. Let's now go back in time to 1959 to the Coconut Grove in Florida in the United States. We now present a live concert of Peggy Lee and the George Shearing Group that is absolutely fantastic. You'll hear a number of Peggy Lee's hits as well as some of George Shearing's. So let's get in our time machine and pretend that we're sitting there up front and center with Peggy Lee.
Here she is, Peggy Lee.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's with a great deal of pleasure that I present my musical associate for the evening, Mr. George Shearing and the Quintet.
Thank you very much.
Shall we swing a little bit? Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July need a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I? If you ever should go away, if the sun should desert the day, what would life be? Will I leave you? Never. Could the ocean leave the shore? Will I worship you forever? Is in heaven forevermore? Do I love you? Do I? Oh, my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know that I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me. Thank you. sugar in Salt Lake City. Oh, why did I go there? I should have stayed down in New Orleans and never gone. Solitude with the Salt Lake City Blues.
Thank you very much. And now we'd like to do a selection that my old boss, Benny Goodman, used to do instrumentally. It was written by Edgar Sampson and Benny Goodman, and it's called If Dreams Come True. If dreams come true, and love in view. Duke Ellington and Carl Sigmund collaborated on a wonderful ballad a few years back called All Too Soon. And I would like to do this one as kind of a tribute to Mildred Bailey. And perhaps when we get to the last eight bars, you will remember how she sang All Too Soon. All too soon we had to part. The moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream. All too soon. Our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone all too soon. I knew the strength. About time to hear some of that wonderful shearing sound. Do you agree?
Thank you very much. And at this time, we take great pleasure in welcoming to the stand one of the greatest in the world of Afro-Cuban interpretation, the wonderful Armando Peraza. We play an original composition written by Armando, especially for our appearance here in Miami, called Mambo in Miami. Thank you. very much. Wow, this Miami is wonderful. As a matter of fact, isn't it romantic?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I've always wanted to sing a wonderful song called You Came a Long Way from St. Louis. So if you're with me, here it is. Thank you very much. You know, you're a wonderful audience. Well, I don't believe Cole Porter ever thought our next song would be performed in this manner. But with the help of George and the quintet and Armando Peraza, here's an Afro-Cuban version of Always True to You, Darling, in My Fashion. Something wet. When the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept I may. But I'm always yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex, who is keen to give me checks. And his checks, I fear, mean that Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris, plutocrat, wants to give my cheek a pat. If the Harris pat means a Paris hat, baby, Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I wouldn't be much of a songwriter if I didn't take advantage of a wonderful opportunity like this to plug one of my own songs. I had the pleasure of writing this with Hubie Wheeler. It's a ballad called There'll Be Another Spring.
Don't cry. There'll be another spring. I know our hearts will dance again and sing again. So wait for me till then. Be glad the bird is on the wing. Another time to love and laugh with me. Just wait and see. I love you.
Side again. Here's Get Out of Town.
Get out of town before it's too late, my love. Get out of town, be good to me, please. Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds of the trees? Just disappear, I care for you much too much. And when you're near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down. On your mark, get set, get out of town. I care for you much too much. And when you're near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, is getting me down. On your mark, get set, get out of town. Get out of town. Get out of town. Out of town.
Thank you. I know you all must be waiting to hear more wonderful sounds from the Shearing Quintet. How about it?
Thank you. And at this time, we introduce our bass player, Carl Pruitt, a composition closely related to Duke Ellington, Satin Doll.
The incredible Peggy Lee, recorded live in 1959 at the Coconut Grove in Miami, Florida, featuring the George Shearing Quintet. Well, we've come to the end of the program. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. If you wish to download all past editions and subscribe to this program in iTunes, it's very easy to do. Just go to pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's pcjmedia.com/JFTA. To close off the show, we're going to play the song for a number of you that have suggested we do more, or I should say play more, popular standards on the program by the great vocalists like Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and others. So we're going to end off this show with something by Old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra, for all of you in India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, as well as Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, the United States, and Germany, where all the requests came in for Old Blue Eyes. And we are going to be doing a show made up of popular standards very soon that you'll enjoy. The song is called Nice Work If You Can Get It. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron saying so long and take care.
starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Midnight, neath the starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just think of someone waiting at the cottage door. Our hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? One who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?